Thanks very much, Tracy. And Phil Latzman here with Kelly Mitchell. We are with you until it absolutely matters here tonight, as long as it's needed to bring you the results of the races in our state and region that we have been following. And we could tell you that Florida in the presidential race is still too close to call, and I mean razor thin. Right now, Barack Obama and Mitt Romney are separated by 0.07%. That is correct. Mitt Romney currently has the lead in the state of Florida with 49.6% of the vote, while President Obama has 49.5% of the vote. There are still reports of thousands of people that are waiting in line, especially in South Miami-Dade. If you heard our report earlier, 1,000 people, according to a reporter that is stationed down there, waiting at the Country Walk location. So it might be a long night before we find out the final results here, and those folks were in line before 7 o'clock. So we see again, a dead heat, no call yet on Florida. As expected, it is a very close race. However, there is a call that is being made. At least it looks like it'll be made in the Senate race. We have not heard from the incumbent Bill Nelson, but we expect him to come out and accept the third term as the United States Senator, the Democrat, the only statewide elected Democrat in Florida, currently with 55% of the vote to Republican Congressman Connie Max, 42% of the vote. Elsewhere, Alan West and Patrick Murphy in the District 18 race deadlocked in a very, very tight race that has gone back and forth. The Republican Alan West, the first-term firebrand who changed districts to go to a District 18 with 50.6% of the vote. Patrick Murphy, the Democrat, with 49.3% of the vote. That's a little bit more than a percent in favor of Alan West. District 20, it's Alcee Hastings easily cruising to re-election there. And also in District 21, a fellow Democrat, Ted Deutsch, who represents parts of Broward and Palm Beach, easily going to be reelected as well against two non-party affiliated candidates. In District 22, however, this is the congressional race of the night. Right now, Lois Frankel, the Democrat, is leading Adam Hasner 56% to 43%. It looks like Lois Frankel, the former West Palm Beach mayor, may win this open seat for District 22. We heard moments ago from WLRN Miami Herald reporter Christine DiMatteo, who is at Frankel's headquarters in West Palm Beach.
Well, we are here at the watch party in West Palm Beach for Lois Frankel, and I don't know if you can hear the music. It's the song, Tonight's Gonna Be a Good Night. And it looks like that is going to hold true for Lois Frankel. We just came from the warehouse where they're counting the ballots, and the absentee ballots show Lois Frankel in the lead.
And as we just told you, it looks like she will be elected to that spot. And in fact, we're expecting to hear in the next 20 minutes from the Republican Adam Hasner, the former majority leader in the House from Delray Beach. And Sarah Gonzalez is our reporter. She's with the Hasner campaign tonight.
Well, I've spoken to a couple of people and told them about the early results, how Lois Frankel is in the lead. Kevin Davis of Boynton Beach says he's not happy about any Democrat being in the lead. For anything, he talked about how it's difficult to be a Republican in this part of town now with the redistricting. It's more of a left-leaning district. But people are still kind of hopeful. They say that the night is still young, so they're holding their breath still.
And that is Sarah Gonzalez with the campaign of Adam Hasner. One other very interesting congressional race, and this one also could be a turnover for the Democrats. Joe Garcia, the Democrat, leading David Rivera in District 22. And again, this is not all votes in tallied yet, but then a lot of people still waiting to vote in that district, apparently, in South Dade. Joe Garcia with about 54%, and David Rivera, the Republican, has faced ethics charges at 43%. That certainly hurt him in his bid for a second term in Congress. Kelly Mitchell is with us, and while I've been spitting out those results, she has been watching other results around South Florida of note. Kel, what you got?
Well, hop up again. Let's do to Palm Beach County and that question one, the county question one, and that is whether slot machines should be allowed in licensed paramutuals. Right now, the yeses have taken a much stronger lead, leading over the noes by 10%, 55%, noes 44% against slots. Back down to Broward, the state Senate District 34 race with 69 of 99 precincts reporting. Ellen Bogdanoff, the sitting state senator, the Republican, 53% over the Democrat Maria Sachs. She has 46%. In the Broward sheriff race, Alan Birdie, 44%. Scott Israel has 55%. So his lead is growing up there. And again, that's the same number of precincts reporting. Now, the school board race, the at-large seat that pits Franklin Sands, the former House Minority Leader, against Donna Korn, is a very tight one. 50% for Franklin Sands, 49% for Donna Korn. So that race remains to be seen. Now, one that had a lot of people talking this election cycle, even though it's not about people at all, and that is the Miami-Dade County Animal Services Program, otherwise known as the Pets Trust. This is the non-binding straw vote that would offer low-cost spay and neutering and other vet services to animals to try to cut down on the population and the cost at the shelter to take care of those animals when they get turned in. Yes, 63%, no, 36%. It just paves the way for the county commission to, at a future date, consider this.
And thanks, Kelly. Ashley Lopez with WLRN.org has been blogging about all kinds of stuff and continues to do so. And one of the most popular things on our website has been about the state amendments at WLRN.org. You authored that series. First of all, tell us how those 11 state constitutional amendments are looking, Ashley.
But three are not doing well at all. Most of them are not getting the 60% of the vote that they need in order to pass. Only amendments 2, 9, and 11 seem to be doing okay, and those are tax exemptions. One's for spouses who lost their spouse in a combat-related accident. The other one is for veterans. The other is a senior tax exemption. Those seem to be pulling really well, and they are around 60%, so it looks like they could be winning. But the other 11, which include issues from abortion to, you know, religious funding, public funding of religious institutions, those are not getting anywhere near 60%. So it looks like only three, which is Amendment 2, 9, and 11, might be passing.
It was also the merit retention issue, a very controversial issue in the state of Florida. The Republican leaders were trying to basically remove three judges from the state Supreme Court. It was sort of a campaign, and then the judges fought back, and they were on the ballot this year. How are the three judges who are trying to fight to keep their jobs on the Supreme Court doing?
It looks like they might keep it. Well, the AP has all called that they will. About 50% of the precincts are reporting, and they have well over 60% of the vote needed to retain their stay in office. So it looks like Barbara Pariente, Peggy Quince, sorry, keep on getting that wrong, and Fred Lewis will be keeping their jobs in the Florida Supreme Court.
If she was Cuban, that certainly would be right. Ashley Lopez, thanks very much for your time. We continue to look for that at WLRN.org. And I should clarify, there are people in line, not online. We had some complaints about that. In line in South Miami-Dade right now, waiting to vote. But before we leave you and get back to NPR, we wanted to hear some of the folks who we heard from today, voters all over South Florida, as they cast their ballots in this historic election. Here is a sampling of what they told us.
I wish Romney would win, so we would have another a better direction.
I vote second time in 40-some year. First one was Reagan, Ronald Reagan. Second one is Romney.
Well, of course, I voted for Obama.
I don't like any politician that wants to restrict the rights of women or minorities.
I'd really like to see what the governor's policies are and what the president's policies are.
I'm glad to see that there's so much interest in the election, but it feels like this is actually a really big choice this time.
And in the state of Florida, as we expected, it is very, very close in the race for president. And what we saw before was 0.03%, is now actually 0.3% in favor of Mitt Romney at the moment. And again, it's going to be a long night. I think it's going to be a while before we call Florida. Mitt Romney with 49.72%, and President Obama with 49.43%. Not kidding. Holy smokes. It's really close. So for Kelly Mitchell and Ashley Lopez, I'm Phil Latzman from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. We'll come back and break in with more coverage a bit later on. For now, back to our studios at WLRN.
Let's now return to the Miami Herald WLRN newsroom for local election coverage.
Thanks very much, Tracy, and I'm Phil Latzman. We are here with Kelly Mitchell, WLRN Miami Herald reporter Kelly Mitchell, anchor, as we were watching these results come in, and we could tell you first that Bill Nelson has been reelected as the senator from the state of Florida. the Democrat, with what looks to be a pretty comfortable victory tonight over the Congressman Connie Mack with 55% of the vote. Bill Nelson, Connie Mack with 42% of the vote. And we just had this filed from our sister station MFE in Orlando. Here is reporter Matthew Petty with some comments from Senator Nelson.
Democratic candidates in the local races and Bill Nelson packed the ballroom at the Embassy Suites Hotel in downtown Orlando to celebrate Senator Nelson's re-election. Nelson says he's thankful and humbled by the result, and he promises to try and break partisan gridlock in Washington.
They're tired of the division. They want unity. And what I will try to continue to do, as I have throughout my entire elected public life, is to try to reach across the aisle and bring people together to build consensus so that we can govern this country.
Supporters cheered as the result was announced by Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer, who also said he's confident Orange County votes will come in strongly for President Barack Obama. Meanwhile, fellow Democrat and newly elected Orange County tax collector Scott Randall said he believes the state of Florida will again turn blue. I'm Matthew Petty at the Embassy Suites in Orlando.
All right, and we have the race of the night as far as the presidential campaign may be in Florida. As Matthew Petty there reported from Orlando, the Democrats expecting results favorable on their end, but Republicans also as well expecting the votes to come in on their side. And right now, folks, it is about as close as it can be for the presidency here in the state of Florida. It may not matter if President Obama can collect the Midwest states, the Wisconsin, the Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, but here in Florida, it looks like President Obama right now leads 49.66%. I know numbers are tough, but these numbers are extremely important right now. 49.66% for President Obama, 49.48% for Mitt Romney. Governor Romney trailing just slightly in the total vote here in the state of Florida, and the 29 electoral votes so coveted here in the state. And there are also a couple of very close election results in the House of Representatives. Alan West with 50% of the vote, Patrick Murphy with 49%, only about 0.6% is separating those two in that District 18 race. Another close race is, in fact, we also now know that Adam Hasner, the Republican former state majority leader, has given his concession speech in the District 22 race. The former West Palm Beach mayor Democrat, Lois Frankel, will win that race, and rather easily, with about 55% of the vote, at least as the votes are tallied here. Well, the other congressional races, the ones that are interesting, well, it looks like Joe Garcia, the Democrat, is going to be successful in his campaign to seat the Republican first-term Congressman David Rivera from Miami. Garcia with nearly 54% of the vote, and David Rivera with about 43% of the vote. So those are the interesting Congress races. Now let's head to Kelly Mitchell, who's been waiting patiently with some other results and working hard to keep track of them. Kelly, what do you have?
And listening intently while I scribble these down, let's do some races in Miami-Dade County. Miami Lakes Mayor Michael Pizzi is the current mayor. It looks like he will also be the next mayor of Miami Lakes. His opponent, Wayne Slayton, was Miami Lakes' first mayor and very instrumental in forming that city out of the county, 69% to Wayne Slayton's 31%. State Senate District 35, here's a familiar name who's getting her old job back, it appears, at least at this point. Gwen Margolis is leading competitor John Daniel Coriel, 62% to 37%. In the county commissioner races, District 3, it looks like Audrey Edmondson will retain her 62% over Keon Hardiman with 37%. Also in the county commission races, District 5, Bruno Berrio and Luis Garcia in a fairly tight race. Bruno Berrio is leading, but by 51% over Garcia's 49%. And in the other race, Juan Zapata and Manny Machado, 45% for Juan Zapata. Manny Machado leading that with 54%. County Judge Group 24, Greer Elaine Wallace with 48%. Andrea Wolfson with 52%. State Attorney Kathy Fernandez Rundle will be back. Excuse me. I knew I needed more water. Kathy Fernandez Rundle will be back in office. She has no opponent. And as far as that Miami-Dade school bond referendum, 68% for, 31% against. the margin really hasn't changed much there, Phil.
All right, and Kelly, I'll turn my own mic on. We should tell you, as long as we have the chance here to sort of break down the vote totals in each county as far as the president race is concerned. Now, in Miami-Dade County, we're seeing the results come in. We see that Barack Obama has about 62% of the votes. This is Miami-Dade County. Mitt Romney has about 37.5%. Now, in Broward County, which is the most Democratic county of all, a much wider lead for Barack Obama. He has nearly 68% of the vote in Broward County, with Mitt Romney at 31% of the vote there. Now, that's not a surprise, but certainly the margin perhaps is. And in Palm Beach County, I'll hit my refresh button here to get the official results. Looks like President Obama has another large lead, but not as large as the leads he has in Palm Beach and Broward, Palm Beach, or Broward rather, in Miami-Dade County. President Obama has 59% of the vote. Mitt Romney with about 41% of the vote. Kelly, we are going to be here for a while as far as we can tell as far as Florida is concerned. That razor-thin margin we talked about, but I guess we're all asking ourselves that question. Will it matter here?
Well, that is a good point, and one that doesn't necessarily take Florida out of the mix, but it all now is dependent on other states that Mitt Romney must win. And even though the attention, a lot of it, we all know, we've seen the candidates here pretty much every week for 4 weeks, that the candidates really had to court Florida, but they also knew that some of these states, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, these were all going to be important areas in the region as well.
I should tell you right now, we keep hitting this refresh button to see what's going on here. The margin is exactly 0.5% right now, and President Obama now with 49.8%. And about 3.75 million votes for him. Mitt Romney at 49.32%. That's exactly 0.5%. That's exactly the difference there that would be needed for a recount right now. Mitt Romney with the 3.7 million. And really, I'm trying to do quick math here. It's separated by, it looks like, about 34,000 votes, if I've got this right. Maybe 38,000 votes separating the two of them right now, right on that margin of recount. So we're going to be here for a while. We should also mention, Kelly, we'll be hearing about these long lines throughout the night in South Miami-Dade. People still waiting in line at places like Country Walk. We heard before 1,000 people still waiting in line that were there at 7 o'clock. So that is going to buy all the way, skew possibly the race in District 26 between Joe Garcia, or at least it's going to make it a little bit later than we thought between Joe Garcia and David Rivera. But it's amazing the stories we're hearing about the lines.
Well, I do think this points to something that we will take up probably after the election, but perhaps the voting laws in Florida may need to change, because look at the turnout that we had for early voting. Look at the turnout we had for absentee. Nothing like I've ever seen before. And still, there was not enough time for everybody to vote between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And that, to me, says either our population is becoming much more interested in the political scene, or we need some more facilities in order to accommodate these people.
Now, let's quickly check in with our social media editor, Danny Rivera. We've been asking you all night to tweet your thoughts and observations to hashtag WLRN election. Danny, what have you been seeing?
What I've been seeing is a lot of anxiety and a lot of frustration, and frankly, it looks like embarrassment on the part of people in South Florida. A lot of people feel like they're seeing premonitions that this could be another 2000, and nobody's happy about it. Some things were trending a little bit earlier. Stay in line. Everyone stay in line. One person tweeted us, Donna Rose W., and she said, "I know this sounds stupid, but I don't care. I'll buy $100 in pizza if they stay in line." When we mentioned that there's 1,000 people waiting in line in Country Walk. And, I mean, it just seems like it's getting ugly, and let's get ourselves together.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. It's Danny Rivera. And, again, continue to tweet us. If you're online, maybe you're listening to us online there into Country Walk or wherever you are in South Florida, you can tweet us with the hashtag WLRN election. Danny will be reading those and perhaps reporting to us throughout the night as we continue this marathon. So for Kelly Mitchell, I'm Phil Latzman. And for Danny Rivera, we're going to send it back to our WLRN studios. We're joining in about 20 minutes with more coverage. Florida still up for grabs in the presidential race, but Bill Nelson reelected to a third term in the Senate. Thanks very much, Tracy. Phil Latzman here with Kelly Mitchell. And we're winding down what's going to be a very long night and what looks like it's going to be a very long Wednesday as well, as voters are still, we understand, in line, hundreds of them in South Miami-Dade to vote in what is a very close election in the state of Florida, with President Obama clinging to a very small lead in the state of Florida over Mitt Romney by about what looks like about a half percentage point. And again, the story, Kelly, has been the lines that have really been snaking and hours long in parts of South Dade and Country Walk and even in downtown Miami.
Well, the numbers speak for themselves. At this point, there are still 176 precincts in Miami-Dade County that are not reporting in results. So they've got, if not a long night ahead of them, there is some indication that they may call the vote counting for this evening and resume it at some point tomorrow morning. They still have to let, if people still have to vote, it becomes apparently less and less important in terms of the actual outcome of the presidential race, but they were promised they could vote. They're still going to vote, but whether those votes will be counted in the wee hours of the morning remains to be seen.
And it's becoming less and less important because it's looking like the scenario that we've kind of discussed over the past few weeks is going to play out, where President Obama is going to win the swing states in the Midwest. We still do not have confirmation on Ohio, but we do see possibly NBC. We're hearing a couple of news sources ready to call Ohio for President Obama, who's already won Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan, to go with Ohio. And that would give him enough to put him over the top and not involve Florida in the process here of getting that 270. So I don't think we're looking at 2,000 again if things play out the way they look like, but we're certainly looking at a situation, as we've talked about throughout the evening here, of very, very frustrated voters. In fact, let's hear from one of these frustrated voters. We found Maggie Munez, who is a Brickell resident, still in line at about 9 o'clock tonight and was furious about it.
Why is one precinct taking on five in one? That is ludicrous. This is, I've been here three times today, and I'm still in line, and it's been 2.5 hours. Plus, I've been here twice before, and the lines were wrapping around Brickell Avenue.
And we talked about this, that really there's going to have to be some reform here. There's going to have to be some action taken by lawmakers to correct this problem next time around, whether it's 4 years, 2 years, or 1 year.
And it seems to be a Miami-Dade County problem this time. We were waiting to hear to see if, you know, there was the lawsuit that involved all three South Florida counties. The only one it didn't involve was Monroe, and that had to do with the absentee ballots. So there were problems. At least the Florida Democratic Party felt there were problems. A suit in federal court got it resolved, which allowed absentee voting to go on till the very last minute, which was 7 o'clock tonight. And if you got in line before 7 o'clock, you know, if you came after, you got turned away, you got cut off. But if you were in line before, you were still going to get to vote. But clearly, you've got a huge number of absentee votes being turned in, a huge number of early voting places that were just swamped. And now, clearly, you have a lot of people voting in Miami-Dade County, and there's either not enough machines, not enough precinct places, but something seems to be a little amiss in this whole system.
All right, so we're going to follow that. And again, what we understand is they're not going to be counting all of the votes in Miami-Dade County until tomorrow. Is that what we're hearing?
We're starting to get that indication. What we don't know is how early they will begin, because, you know, clearly you could say it's going to be morning in fewer than 45 minutes. But does that mean morning when we see the sun, or does that mean overnight? We heard from Penelope Townsley, and she was indicating that it would be a final count tomorrow, which means you really can't say one way or the other how the presidential race plays out in Florida. I will tell you there are some races that really grabbed people's interest, those people who went out to vote in Dade County, and a lot of them had to do with these charter amendments, the county questions, the funding for public schools, the $1.2 billion that's supposed to go for repairs, air conditioning, and Wi-Fi and technology updates really got the thumbs up, as it appears, at least at this moment. 68% of the people, almost 67, are for this bond amendment. They want to see more schools go to Dade County, which, or more money go to Dade County Schools, which just won the highest prize in the nation. So I guess some people feel like they need to be rewarded there.
We're going to send you back to NPR in just a few moments, but we should tell you that it is now being projected by most news organizations that President Obama will win Ohio, which means that he will essentially win another 4 years as president of the United States and will render Florida moot in the process here. So as far as Florida is concerned, they will not matter like they did in 2000, even if there is a recount that's needed to award those 29 electoral votes. And again, we hope we're not looking at that scenario where we're making a projection, but it certainly looks like President Obama has covered the states elsewhere, other swing states that he needs to win the race. Now, we're going to get back to NPR, and we'll probably sign off here for the night. We want to mention we're going to have our election special tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., so we're going to be on the no-sleep train bringing you these results tomorrow morning as they happen, and we'll have some lawmakers, some congresspeople on with us, and former Senators Bob Graham and George Lemieux and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, as well as some other people that are going to be joining us there, Leona Ross Layton. And we should tell you that the Senate race was long decided. It seemed like it was years ago when we called the Senate race in the state of Florida, and that went to Bill Nelson, the Democrat, who got 55% of the vote, Connie Mack, the Republican congressman, with 42%. So Bill Nelson winning a third term in Congress. Still a very close race for District 18 in Congress here in South Florida. Alan West, the Republican, with 50.28%. Now that's 50.3%. Patrick Murphy, the Democrat, running against West, trying to knock him out with 49.7%. So a slight edge for Alan West. The other very close congressional race, or we thought was going to be a close congressional race, turned out not to be, and that's Lois Frankel for District 22, the Democrat, former West Palm Beach mayor, winning 55% of the vote, defeating the Republican Adam Hasner in the race for District 22. And in fact, Adam Hasner was at the Marriott Hotel Ballroom in Delray Beach and conceding to Democrat Lois Frankel and thanked everyone who supported him. And actually, Frankel gave a special shout out to the Democrats as well.
And so I just want to thank all of those Democrats who crossed party lines to support our campaign. You truly made me believe that our country has so many great days ahead of it. So thank you.
But not enough Democrats crossing that line to make a difference for Adam Hasner as Lois Frankel wins that congressional seat. And as we've been talking about throughout the night, two Democratic pickups in Congress for the Democrats here in South Florida. Joe Garcia is now Congressman-elect Joe Garcia as he has defeated the scandal-plagued David Rivera, the Republican. Right now we're seeing 54% of the vote to 42% for David Rivera. But again, that is the district where a lot of people are still waiting online to vote. So we probably won't have the final tally on that until tomorrow, but we heard from the congressman-elect in our last break, Congressman-elect Joe Garcia. So we're going to put the capper on our coverage here, send it back to NPR. We're probably going to be talking about President Obama winning a second term in office. Kelly, it's been a crazy night. We sort of expected this, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow.
Yeah, wouldn't miss it for the world.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. So tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., we have our post-election special. We'd like to thank everyone here that made this possible, our producer, Alicia Zuckerman, who, and I'm going to miss some names here. There's so many people who were here, Alicia in particular, Terrence Shepard, our assignment editor, Elaine Chen, has also been working extremely hard, our producer in booking the guests. Sammy Mack, who was our blogger earlier, and Ashley Lopez. For more information, you can go to WLRN.org. Our intern, Jacqueline Skevin. Who else do we have here? Everybody else that's helped out, all of our Miami Herald reporters. Thank you so much for being part of this great coverage tonight. We hope you've enjoyed it. And for Kelly Mitchell and the rest of our crew here, and if I forgot anybody's names, I apologize.
You have the extra pizza.
Yes. We'll go get some of that. Thanks, Kelly, for your help as well tonight.
You're welcome.
We're going to send it back to NPR coverage, and thanks for joining us.